I'm your host, Yanaya, and you're listening to What's On Your Mind. Hi guys, welcome back to What's On Your Mind. I almost said Radio Mirchi because I swear to God, I've been on Mirchi mode, Radio Mirchi mode for so long now, and I kind of was out of practice for recording the podcast, but we're back and better than ever, and I'm so, so happy to be back. In case you missed it, yes, that's right, I said radio in the beginning of the episode because I am a radio host for Radio Mirchi. It is the largest South Asian radio channel in the nation, and I'm the radio host, so if you listen and if you tune in, you'll hear me speaking in Hindi and also in English. Hindi is very much a part of my natural, whatever you call it, language, just my natural way of speaking and my natural instincts. It's very natural for me. I don't know how many times I said natural, but I like to think that it comes quite easily. Sometimes it's a little bit more difficult than I think because it's easier, I feel, to speak in another language when you're bouncing off of someone, but when you're not, it becomes a little bit harder. But I find that now every day I have to speak in Hindi for a certain amount of the day because I'm forced to. Before it would be like, oh yeah, whenever I have a conversation with someone or when I'm talking to my grandparents, but now I'm literally forced to do it every day. So I'm finding speaking a little bit more Hindi because I'm just so used to it now. But yeah. Just tune in. 104.9 FM HD2, 95.5 FM, and 1110 AM. That was my radio voice-ish. It's kind of like, it literally sounds the same as my normal voice. I'm just a little bit more high-pitched and a little bit more energetic. But anyway, I'm going to stop talking. Hi, welcome back. I just figured that we would start off with an episode, just me. And then next week, officially, guests are coming back. And better than ever. I'm so, so excited for you to hear the episodes that are coming. But for today, I figured I'd say hi, give you a little update. I finally got my learner's permit. I have not learned how to drive yet. I don't know how to drive. And I feel like it's really silly. So today I finally, or actually yesterday when you're listening to this, I went and got my learner's permit after many, many years of being told to do so. I finally decided it was time. And went and got it, which is great. Took me forever. The DMV literally takes so long. I was like, oh yeah, it'll be 20 minutes in and out, no problem. I was sitting there for an hour and a half, which honestly, I feel like it could have been much worse. I feel like I've heard much worse stories, excuse me, but it was not bad. And okay, so another thing that I actually found out today. So I've been watching The Summer I Turned Pretty on Amazon Prime. It is such a good show. A new episode comes out every Friday. I love the show so much. I feel like it's so cheesy, but it's honestly not past the point where in my head it's cringy cheesy. It's just really cheesy, but I love how cheesy it is. So I'm watching it. I also just watched Mean Girls for the first time. I've been doing a lot of things that I should have done a long time ago lately because I just haven't done them. So yes, I watched Mean Girls and I have been watching The Summer I Turned Pretty. And my point in telling you the story is that, so I was watching the show and I was on YouTube, just kind of scrolling aimlessly, trying to find something to do, but I could not find anything. So I was just scrolling, but I came across some cast interviews that I just decided to watch because they were short. They were like 5 minutes long. Okay. So I was like, all right, yeah, let me watch them. And literally three of the cast members, so Lola Tung, Sean Kaufman, and the guy who plays Cam Cameron, they literally all went to the same high school. Literally all of them. They all went to the same high school. And I was like, this is so weird. Like, what is this feeder school out in the middle of nowhere? And how come literally every single actor in this show is from this school? I searched up their school. And it was the school I could have gone to for high school. I don't think I'm still over that. They went to LaGuardia, Fiorello H. LaGuardia High School. And I was so close to going. And I didn't end up going for whatever reason, which is kind of stupid in hindsight. I think I kind of regret it just a little bit. But, you know, it's okay. You live and you learn, I guess. But I was just like, what is this random feeder school out in the middle of nowhere? Little did I know it was one of the biggest schools, one of the biggest art schools in the country. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. I think I could go on and on about that all day, but I don't think anyone wants to listen to me go on and on about that. Anyway, I figured today we could touch on just a whole bunch of different things. Obviously, I'm just bouncing around here a little bit, but I also wanted to touch on the fact that we are getting older, and I feel like as we get older, we see more and more bad in the world, which is really, really sad, but it's also the reality. And seeing that as you get older, I feel like can be very, I don't know exactly what the word is, but I don't want to say saddening. I feel like it's a different word. I feel like it brings you down quite easily because we don't see the world with rose-colored glasses anymore. At least I don't, because I can't. And even though it may seem like it sometimes that, yeah, everything is always good and go lucky, in reality, it's not. Today, I found out, my friend was telling me when we were out for lunch that a Mount Sinai oncologist was suffering from postpartum depression. And not only did she shoot her baby, but she shot herself. And the scarier part is, not the scariest, but just something scary, is that her parents were at home while all of this happened. And she was 40 years old. So she was fully grown adult with a 4-month-old baby. So she was relatively older when she had a child, which is totally okay. I think in this day and age, 40 is the new 30, 30 is the new 20. And so I totally understand. She is a renowned doctor. She was a renowned doctor. She was very respected in her community, and she ran an oncology practice in Queens, a Mount Sinai oncology practice. And her husband was like this founder of some good protein bar company or something. So seemingly she had the perfect life on the outside. But she was suffering from depression, so much so that it cost her life and her child as well. I don't know, to me that was quite insane and shocking. I literally had to stop lunch and was like, guys, no, we cannot just what? It kind of took over me for a little while and it hit very close to home. I don't know why, but it did. I feel like in a way I kind of took on that pain and it kind of broke me. I'm honestly still thinking about it and it's something that I just can't really stop thinking about because it seems like that would only happen in a movie, when in reality it is happening all around us all the time. And a lot of the time we don't even know it, which is, I feel like, the scarier part. Anyway, I'm gonna try and move on from that. Another thing is that I'm finally going to my first concert. So my cousin is in town from out of the country, and I really wanted to take him to a concert, and he actually doesn't know what's happening, so I'm hoping that he is not listening to this episode until after, because I'm taking him tomorrow from when you listen. I'm so excited. I've never gone to a concert before. Honestly, I cannot believe I've gone this long without a concert because I feel like I would like just enjoy so much going to a concert, and I cannot believe that I haven't yet. So, that is going to be an event for tomorrow as of when you're listening to this, and I'm so excited. But aside from that, I wanted to quickly talk about driving because obviously this major thing, and I feel like, I mean, obviously I don't know how to drive, but I drove home today. And I mean, it was really scary. My dad put me in the driver's seat and he was like, okay, make a U-turn and go. And I was like, what? How do I make a U-turn? It was scary. It was really stressful. It was really, really stressful. But it was funny. I started driving. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be such a bad driver. And my dad basically yelled at me. I mean, he didn't yell at me, but he was like, Naya, don't talk like that. Why are you talking about yourself like that? And that's when I realized if there's one thing that my parents taught me while growing up was that I should never talk badly about myself. To this day, I don't think I've ever uttered a sentence that was even remotely demeaning to myself or about myself without my parents saying something to me about it. Like if I even utter the slightest bit of negativity, not only towards myself, but to anyone really, but really towards me, it'll just be like, why are you talking like that? Don't talk like that. Don't talk about yourself like that. I realized today that I literally come from a household where they will yell at me for talking badly about myself. And that is why I feel like I don't talk badly about myself, because there's a lot of people who are self-demeaning, right? Who will just be like, oh, whatever, and they downgrade everything. And not even downgrade, I feel like downgrading is one thing, but they just talk badly about themselves. They're like, oh, I don't do this, I'm not good at that, I'm bad at this. And I find myself, and I know I might not necessarily be socially acceptable, but I feel like I'm not the kind of person to just be like, yeah, I'm bad at this, I'm bad at that. Listen, if I'm truly bad at something, like right now, I'm not good at driving. I'm terrible. But I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be such a bad driver. And he was like, why are you talking like that? And I realized in that moment that every time I even dare to utter something bad about myself, I don't. And honestly, that was the first time in a long time I've said something like that, but I just don't say anything. I bite my tongue every time I want to say something bad about myself, because for so long, for my entire life, really, I've been taught to be nice to others, but that also includes being kind to myself. I feel like that rule didn't only apply to the people around me, but it really did apply to me too. And if I wasn't, then I would get called out on it, because why treat yourself like that? I feel like not only does that build confidence, though, just being able to talk nicely to yourself, not only does it build confidence, but it also builds a healthy relationship with yourself, being able to trust yourself and know right from wrong and know fact from false. It's important, and it's definitely something that took a long time for me to actually realize where it came from. But when I did, I'm so grateful that that was something that was instilled in me, because it taught me kindness, not only to the people around me, or not only towards the people around me, but to myself. And I feel like that is one of the most important things in life. Okay, honestly, I'm not always kind to myself. I feel like I can be very harsh on myself, but as I get older, I'm trying to be a little bit more kind to myself, just the way you are or I am with everyone else. It's important. It's very important. So if there's one thing to take away from this, it's learn or try and be a little bit kinder to yourself. And when you want to say something bad about yourself, bite your tongue. Don't say it. I challenge you to not say anything bad about yourself this entire week, because there's absolutely no reason to downgrade and demean yourself. But anyway, I am going to end the episode for today here. Longer episodes are coming next week again with some guests who, oh my gosh, have been long anticipated, and I'm so excited for you to hear these episodes. But anyway, I will see you all next week for another episode. And if you'd like to tune in to Radio Mirchi, 104.9 FM HD2, 95.5 FM, and 1110 AM, if anything, I will catch y'all next week. Stay cool, and yeah, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.